Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund. Look for the handprints on your tax form. Together we can check off child abuse and neglect in Missouri. Visit ctf4kids.org.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm Bill Wise. The State House is close to proposing that voters be asked to support the construction of a new state veterans home.
The House has given initial approval to asking voters to approve the sale of $50 million of bonds to build another state veterans home. St. Joseph Democrat Pat Conway says many of the veterans waiting to get into homes are like him, a Vietnam veteran.
Some came voluntarily, some came somewhat involuntarily, but they all waited in line to do their duty in the call of their country. Now we have a line that's full on the outside of these veterans' homes.
Frankfort Republican Jim Hansen says more than 1,900 veterans are on a waiting list to get into a home.
I hope everybody goes home to their district, really speaks about this and what it can do for the veterans.
Where the new home would go must be determined by the State Veterans Commission. Another favorable vote would send the proposal to the Senate. Last year, only 3 House members voted against it. Mike Lear, Missouri Net, at the Capitol.
A bill that would repeal the death penalty has died on the state Senate floor. Elisa Nelson files this report.
Imperial Senator Paul Wieland has offered a death penalty repeal bill for the past 6 years, but this session is the first time the full Senate has debated the issue. Wieland says because there isn't enough support, he won't ask to have the bill debated again. Kansas City Senator Jason Holzman is pleased that senators had a chance to discuss the proposal. Wieland considers it a victory that the bill was debated on the floor. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
The National Weather Service says another cold and windy day is in store for much of the state. Temperatures in the 20s with wind chills in the teens are expected for highs. This morning's wind chill in Kirksville is 0. Snow showers could pop up today as well, limiting visibility and creating slick spots on roadways. You're listening to news on Missouri Net. Missouri has received a $2.9 million USDA grant that will help retailers add E85 gasoline pumps. State Ag Director Richard Fordyce hopes more than 170 pumps will be added.
There certainly is an interest in E85 and other blends of ethanol fuel. So we anticipate utilizing all those dollars and getting all of those pumps installed should be within the next 12 months.
Under the grant, retailers would be required to provide some funding to add those pumps. Noranda Aluminum Holding Corporation, who operates a smelter in New Madrid and is a major employer in southeast Missouri, has filed for bankruptcy. The company cites challenging market conditions and recent problems at the New Madrid smelter for the decision. The company last month shut down 2 of its 3 aluminum production lines and laid off half of its 850 workers and says without a lower rate for electricity, it'll shut down the entire plant by March 12th. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.